Hare Krishna. Channel the spirit of devotion, not the ghost of illusion. The word spirit and the word ghost are in common parlance used to refer to non-physical beings. But the two have distinct connotations. The word ghost has a very negative connotation. Say when somebody is possessed by a ghost, they start behaving in all kinds of peculiar ways. And it is a very, the idea that some house may be haunted by a ghost, or somebody may be possessed, somebody get possessed, that's a very fear-inducing idea. So the word ghost refers to a non-physical being, but it is negative, fear-inducing. On the other hand, the word spirit also refers to something non-physical, something higher than what is visible to us. But actually it refers to something in a positive sense. Just like in the Christian tradition, the word is used, the Holy Spirit. So there's the Father, there's the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So that the idea is there the Spirit refers to the energy of God, which is manifest in the heart of the surrendered. So now the word we use the Spirit often in a positive sense to refer to attitude or energy or inspiration. If somebody, even if they face a lot of problems, when they just are determined to persevere, we say that is the spirit, keep it up. So now in general, what do we mean by the word spirit? It can have many different meanings, and the word spirit is not necessarily the same when it is used in the context with ghost. It's not on the same level. So in our spiritual life, although we live at the physical level, we are not driven by the physical level. The physical level is actually non-material. The physical level is just the place where things are executed. The energy comes from something higher. Ultimately, the energy comes from the soul, which is a part of Krishna. The soul's consciousness is channeled into the body, and then it goes into the and then it makes the body energized for functioning. Just like it is a driver who drives the car. The car has the energy, the car has the capacity to move about, it has the functionality to move, but it needs a driver. So similarly, we are all driven by our physical bodies are driven by something non-physical. Now that non-physical can be the ghost of illusion. All of us can get haunted in different ways by different ghosts. Some people may think, oh, this is what will make me happy. That is what will make me happy. That is what will make me happy. And just as a ghost-haunted person starts behaving in peculiar ways, now if we look at the world around us, there are so many different people who have such peculiar ideas of what will give them pleasure. That means people are ready to risk their lives to jump from some high place in a parachute. Some people are ready to eat all kinds of weird substances because they think it will taste good. Some people engage in perverted forms of deviant forms of sexuality. So all this is, in a sense, these people are haunted by the ghost of illusion, because they are thinking that things which are temporary will give them the pleasure for which they are dedicating their whole life. So we want to avoid, we want to protect ourselves from being haunted by the ghost of temptation, of illusion. Now how do we do that? For that we need to channel the spirit of devotion. So devotion is not just an emotion of the heart. Devotion is the energy of the Supreme, energy of Krishna. And when we connect with Krishna through the practice of bhakti, when we surrender to Him, when we pray to Him, then He enables us to transcend the worldly temptations that we are facing. The connection with Him gives us the higher intelligence, the higher taste. His omniscience, His omnipotence comes to our aid and enables us to resist the illusions, enables us to protect us from being haunted by the ghosts. Krishna talks about this in Bhagavad Gita of 7th chapter, when He says that Daivi Yesha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratya Mame Vaye Prapadyante Maya Metam Tarantite. that this material energy, Maya, is extremely difficult to overcome. But if we surrender to Krishna, we can overcome it. So on our own, it's very difficult to resist the ghost of temptation, ghost of illusion. But if we can channel the spirit of devotion by trying to serve Krishna in a sincere, serious way, then that being possessed by the, being animated, being energized by the spirit of devotion will exorcise the ghost of illusion from our hearts. Thank you. Hare Krishna.